Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Lincoln. Lincoln is the VP of Marketing at BV. Lincoln, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mustafa. Great to be here.
Can you give us a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to BV?
Sure, yeah. Prior to BV, I spent the majority of my career working in Electronic Arts. In a variety of different roles that included brand management and product marketing across a range of different video game brands that included Star Wars and Battlefield. And all along the way, community was a key part of our marketing playbook. For those of you who are aware of the community industry, you're very familiar with how powerful of an impact a community can have on a brand, success or failure. And I took that experience at Electronic Arts. I moved over to Twitch, where I was responsible for the creator community at Twitch, among other things. And I brought BV on board at Twitch as a SaaS platform to help us build a stronger Twitch community. And that's how I ended up joining the BV team.
And how's the journey been so far? You know, almost into your third year?
Yep. So about 2.5 years in at BV, it's been great. It's been a great ride so far. Building a company from the ground up is pretty exciting, especially when you have such a powerful platform. Our vision for BV and community pre-COVID was that the power of in-person connectivity is pretty much unrivaled, especially when you think about the community angle. Those people who are willing to connect in person, generally speaking, you have much stronger engagement, much stronger relationships, longer lasting. So that was our focus. And we always had virtual event features on the BV platform. But not a lot of people utilized them because it was all about in-person connectivity. Then once COVID hit, things changed pretty radically. So we pivoted the company and leaned heavily into our virtual event features. We doubled down on the engineering team. We launched a brand new virtual conference platform that's now being utilized by companies like Google, Facebook, Adobe, Snowflake. And all these companies previously had their in-person community user groups and conferences, and they've all been replaced with virtual now. So looking forward to 2021, there's a whole new host of challenges that we're set to face. But it's pretty exciting to see, I think, the innovation coming out of a lot of different parts of the world in terms of how to keep people engaged, how to connect in this kind of new world where meeting in person has changed dramatically and been replaced with virtual events.
Okay. So just trying to keep the conversation relevant towards today's time, you know. So 2020, we saw the rise of virtual events or digital marketing or podcasts and webinars and other stuff, right? But going forward now, since we're getting better news every day with the vaccine rollout and everything. So do you think going forward, people would want to go to in-person events or the virtual events are the future?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. And this year for sure is going to continue to be heavily focused on virtual. But as I was saying initially, the power of in-person connectivity is pretty much unrivaled. So people are desperate to connect in person, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon in the traditional way that we used to see these large scale global conferences. I think what we're going to see, a lot of people talk about the hybrid approach, but these smaller local in-person gatherings are going to come back more quickly. So think about in cities, you know, people connecting 20, 50, 100 people, but nowhere near the size of these large conferences. And the challenge for these companies is going to be how to do that at scale. So you take a community like the Google developer community and being able to have Google developer groups hosting small in-person gatherings all over the world in terms of it at a high volume. So Google Developer Conference, for instance, These were all virtual events, but they did 389 virtual events over 3 days, had 40,000 attendees. You're going to see that type of approach where there's going to start to be some of these groups are going to meet in person, but again, in small numbers, and then connected globally. That kind of network effect is going to take hold. And that's what you're going to see is those hybrid conferences. Instead of 100,000 people meeting in person, they're going to be meeting locally in small groups.
So, which brings me to my next question, you know, being VP of marketing and being creative over Zoom, you know, is that an easy thing to do with the team connectivity? You know, marketing has been all about, you know, just brainstorming in a room, sharing a pizza, beers, and discussing different ideas and being creative. But due to COVID, you know, everyone has been forced to stay at home. So what was the challenge with creativity you came with your team, and how were you able to overcome it?
Yeah, for sure. I think creativity has been difficult on the marketing side because, you know, a lot of that comes from spontaneous conversations in the office that no longer happen. So marketers generally, I think, feed off of each other in those kind of creative brainstorm discussions. So we, you know, have tried to compensate with lots of different tools, more structured meetings, creative document, creative brainstorming, collaboration tools. And so I wouldn't say we're necessarily out of the woods yet, but we have definitely found kind of our groove in terms of the right ways to connect, whether it's over Zoom, whether it's collaborating in Google tools. You know, it'll be interesting to see how things develop over the course of this year. And I think we've all adapted to this new kind of paradigm and are continuing to make progress.
Got it. So last question, I know we can talk for at least 20 to 30 minutes more, but my marketing team forced me to keep these podcasts within 20.
Of course.
So otherwise they just cut it off. So last question, in regards to your personal productivity hacks, you know, what has changed in your life during COVID that helps you go through the day and be more productive or same level of productive before that?
Sure. I think, the workspace is the most critical thing. So when COVID hit, I was working in the garage, like a lot of people I knew, but I immediately started construction on what some people call a she shed. So I've built my own home office in the backyard, much better working space. And I think that's the most critical thing. So whatever the productivity tools you need, I have 3 computer screens. I've got a new fancy microphone that I use, standing desk. I think that's the most important thing, is to be able to have a good workspace. And, you know, we're 100% remote workforce. We were hybrid before COVID, and since COVID we've gone 100%. And I think that's going to be one of the most important things, is giving the team the support to build a great kind of home workspace. So, you know, we don't have the cost and expenses to that you would have with a large campus. So reinvest that money, give it to the team so that they've got productive tools so that they can stay productive all day long.
Lincoln, thank you so much for being on the show. It was
my pleasure.
Good luck with Bevy. And thank you so much again for being on the show. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Mustafa. Nice to meet you.